Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
We can see that all the mothers over here has beautiful flowers with them.
你看，今天妈妈们这里的妈妈都有一朵美丽的花。
It's indeed a very special occasion for us to show our appreciation to our mother.
母亲节这是一个特别的场合，我们可以在这个场合来对我们的母亲表示感谢。
This holiday is does not have any pagan origin.
这个节日也没有一些没有外邦的信仰。
This holiday is in accordance. This kind of spirit is in accordance with the teaching of the Bible.
而且这个节日的精神是符合圣经的描述的。
Therefore, we shall take this special day to give thanks to our parent, to our mother.
我们要用这个特别的机会来帮向我们的母亲表示我们的感谢。
This morning, the topic I would like to share with the mothers is the pursuit of a virtuous woman.
今天我想用这个贤德女子的追寻这个主题跟妈妈们一起来分享。
In the Bible, it mentioned that it is the virtuous woman is the crown.For the husband.
圣经中讲，贤德的女子是先生的冠冕。
Bible also says that a virtuous woman, his value is greater than rubies.
贤德的女子，她价值超过红宝石。
So it is indeed, if a woman can be a virtuous woman, it will be a blessing to the family, and to our society, and to the church too.
如果一个女人能够成为贤德的女子的话，她对不光是家庭，对教会都是很宝贵的。
In the Bible, it recorded a virtuous woman.
在圣经中讲到有一个贤德的妇人。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 3, verse 11.
我们来看路德记第三章十七节。
Ruth chapter 3, verse 11.
路德记第三章十一节。
Please make a mark on this books.
我们来标一下这个经节。
Ruth chapter 3 verse 11. Ruth is before Samuel, after judge. Huh?
Mm-hmm. 路德记第三章十七节。
3:11，十一节。
三章十一节，路德记第三章十一节。女儿啊，现在不要。
Could you please read in English? Thank you.
路德记三章十一节 And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you and all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of a noble character.
In NKJV, you are a virtuous woman. So the whole town knew that Ruth was a virtuous woman.
所以在有个版本讲到说，这里说她是一个贤德的女子。
Now, we'd like to share.What did he pursue? What does this virtuous woman pursue in her life?
因为这里讲到本城的人都知道她是一个贤德的女子，那我们就来看看这个女子她在生命中追求的是什么。
First of all, we noticed that she was very persistent toward love.
首先，我们要来看她对爱很执着。
And she was very diligent toward work.
她也很辛勤的去工作。
And she was very assured toward the promise of God.
他也对神的应许感到非常的有把握。
This morning we would like to ponder on these three events. Please turn to Ruth chapter 1, verse 14.
我们今天就来看这三点。首先来看第一章的第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
路德记第一章十四节。
Please read.
At this they wept again. Then Orpha kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
The Bible here says that Ruth clung to Naomi. She did not want to leave Naomi.
十四节这里说路德要抱着她，抱着她的婆婆 Naomi.
You see, this story talk about a family that is Naomi's husband and Naomi's two sons went to Moab land due to the famine in the land of Judah.
这故事就讲到 Naomi 跟她的先生还有两个儿子到摩亚。搬到摩亚地去。
Due to their leaving the promised land, there was no blessing came to this family.
他住在神的应许之地的时候，他们并没有得到
they left the promised land, therefore they don't have blessing.
当他离开了神给他应许的地方, 所以他们就没有得到神的祝福。
Therefore, Naomi's husband died, and her two sons also died.
Naomi的先生他去世了，并且他的两个儿子也死了。10 years
later, Naomi thought to return back to her hometown.
然后在10年之后, Naomi就想回到她的家乡。
But she thought that, you know, she urged the two daughters-in-law to go back to their home, to not follow her anymore.
她就让她两个儿媳妇回到她自己的本地去，不要去跟随她了。Because
she said that, you know, she was old, she cannot give them happiness or joy in their life anymore.
她说，我已经年纪老迈，不能再给你们一些快生活中的快乐。
According to Jewish tradition, their daughter-in-law can marry only the sons of Naomi's.
按照犹太人的习俗。 当时他们的儿媳妇只能再嫁给拿俄米的他的另外的儿子。She
did not have a son anymore.
但是他已经不再有儿子。
Even she got married again, she got son. When the son grew up, these two daughter-in-law will be too old.
其实他再结婚再生孩子，但是岂能这他们的儿媳妇们岂能等到他的儿子长大呢？
So Naomi says that if you follow me, you do not have future at all.
所以拿俄米就跟他们说。
Besides, if you go to Judea's land, you are going to a foreign country.
并且您如果回到犹大的话，你们是会带来到一个外的国。Jewish
people, you know, they treat foreigners like pigs and dogs. They are not clean race to them.
犹大人对外邦人，他把外邦人当做猪跟狗一样，因为他们在他们面前是不洁净的。So
Orba, the first daughter-in-law, the Orba, Orba, she listened to her mother-in-law and went back to her own country, to her own God.
所以这个俄尔巴就是她的第一个儿媳妇，她就回到她自己的国家跟自己的神。
Ruth insists her love toward her mother-in-law.
但是路德却坚持她对她婆婆的爱。
She stated a very famous saying that has been quoted through generations.
她有讲了一句非常有名的话。
Those sentences has been touching so many souls in people's heart.
这句话在很多人的心里面都能带来感动。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 16 and on. 16 to 17.
第一章16节跟第17节。
Please read.
第一章16节, but Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." 17. "Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me."
You know, Naomi urged Ruth to go home for 3 times already.
这里，Naomi有催路德回家有三次之久。
And now her sister-in-law determined to go back home already.
并且她的
But Naomi was not influenced at all.
但Ruth
was not influenced at all.
路德却没有受到时刻的影响。
Her love was so strong, she insists, even swear to God that, you know, where you stay, I will stay, where you go, I will go, where you die, I will die there, and I will bury over there.
她对婆婆的爱是这么的强烈，她讲说，不管你去哪里，我都去哪里。
This kind of love is really as strong as death, huh?
这种爱是比死亡更强烈。
This kind of love is stronger than the cruel reality that Naomi is broken financially. They have nothing left with their hands.
这种爱胜过了当时很冷酷的现实，就是Naomi她已经经济上已经破产。
This love is stronger than loving his own country, his own race, and his own people because he got to depart from his own place.
这种爱已经超过了他对自己的民族、自己的国家的爱，因为他要超。 从他自己的国家离开。
This love is so stronger that he was ready to accept all kinds of very tedious rules of Mosaic law, because when she go back, there are so many laws that the surrounding people are doing, she got to follow every details of it.
因为这个爱，他也可以愿意去接受所有的摩西的比较复杂的摩西的律法，因为他会要一条一条的去必须遵守这些摩西律法。
This love is strong stronger than her own future, or the loving of her own future. You know that in the future, she got to suffer from loneliness.
她因为这个爱也忘超过了她对她的将来的一些的。
She must have thought that my mother-in-law at least has a daughter-in-law to take care of her, but when I get old, where is my daughter-in-law to take care of me?
她并没有去思考说我的婆婆还有我可以照顾，但是等我老的时候谁来照顾我呢？
So that's why she's called virtuous woman, because her love is so strong to a helpless family member, the mother-in-law.
这就是她之所以叫她贤德的女子。 因为他对他婆婆的爱已经超过了他自己的思考，自己的将来的关心。
From this story, we learn that even though you may listen to your parents, it shows that you are honoring kids, yeah, because you listen to your parents.
这就告诉我们，我们如果听取我们父母的话的话，我们就在荣耀他。
But honoring kids, you honoring your parents, you are good kids doesn't mean you are virtuous woman.
即使你听父母的话，你 这里讲到，就是你这听父母的话，你尊敬他，但是并不意味着你是一个贤德的人。See,
Orpa, she listened to Naomi.
俄尔巴听她婆婆的话。She
honored her parents.
她有孝敬她的。
孝敬她的父母。But it does not make her a virtuous woman.
但这并不能使她成为贤德的妇人。It
teaches that you do not only listen to your parents, you need to feel their feeling, you need to touch their heart, you need to listen to their hidden emotion.
这告诉我们，我们不光是要听取我们父母的话，而是要能够去用心去体会我们父母心中思考和他们之间的心理的感情。See,
a lot of family members, because they love you, they always say something that, you know, yeah, you don't do this, you don't do that, you know, because they're out of love, they share this kind of feeling to you.
因为很多的家庭成员，因为他们爱你，而不愿意教你说不要做这个，不要做那个，因为他们对你。
Behind that kind of saying, right, actually, they have their special needs too. We need to try to understand that.
虽然他们这么说，但他们在他们心里，他们还是有很一些深切的盼望。我们要懂得他们的内心的盼望是什么。
For example, your mother may say, "Ah, son, you don't need to give me any present today. You don't have to waste your money, yeah."
或者说，母亲会对我们讲说，儿子啊，你今天不要给我什么任何礼物，也不要去浪费你的钱了。
But indeed, if you purchase something that she really needs, I'm telling you, this will really earn her heart.
但是如果你去给她买一件她非常需要的东西的话，这样我跟你讲，她的心会非常的感动。If
you know, if you just listen to her and do nothing today,
如果你就是听她的话，今天什么都不做的话，I bet
she might cry in her when she cover herself under the bed, you know, under the cover she might cry over there.
晚上睡觉的时候会在被子里哭泣。So
you do not only listen to your parents, you really have to touch her heart.
所以不光是从表面上要听你父母的话，而是要真正的去学会要触摸到你父母的心。See,
we need to learn how to love. We need to be persistent.
我们要学习怎么样去爱，怎么样子去来坚持。
There was a daughter-in-law when she was passing by 波泡奶茶, right? A shop, a fruit, 波泡奶茶, how do you say it in English? Anyway, a boba shop to buy some boba for her kids, yeah?
那个有一个儿媳妇，她经过一个波霸奶茶店，想去买一些奶茶给她的孩子们。She
asked the mother, "Mom, do you like some?"
她就问她的婆婆还是妈妈，她说，
"Yeah, mother, no, yeah."
问她的婆婆说，你要不要来一点？
Mom said, "Oh, no, it's okay."
婆婆说，我不要。
Indeed, she only buy 2 cups for her children.
然后她就真的只去买两杯给她的。
And did not buy a cup for her mother.
也没有跟她的婆婆再买一杯。
Later, when her mother, you know, went home, she was saying, "Oh, you know, I help your family financially, so I help you greatly with your financial issue. But just one boba, you never thought of my true needs, yeah?"
这个婆婆回去之后心里就不好受了。她说，我帮了这个家庭财经上的大忙，但是只是一个波霸奶茶都舍不得跟我买。
You see, you know, this sister, this daughter-in-law is too, what? Yeah, see, everybody have to learn how to grow in love, yeah? She's too honest. Honest is good, but a lot of time, you know, your mother's heart and mother's lip may not be the same.
这个儿媳妇的心可能太简单了，但是她其实要学会来懂得怎样，那这个婆婆心里面是怎么样的想法。I
would say that this daughter-in-law also honor the parents, but this daughter-in-law cannot be called as a virtuous woman. She did not persist with what do you think the mother really means?
虽然我们说这个儿媳妇是孝敬父母的，但是我们却不能说她是一个贤德的女子，因为她不能体会她婆婆内心真正的需要是什么。
So we have to learn to be persist with our love.
对，我们要学会要坚持我们的爱。
You know, love is something that we're missing in our society.
我们知道在现今的社会，爱是缺乏的。
Now, this society is very materialistic and very self-centered.
这个社会是一个充满物质的，而且是自我为中心的社会。
We notice that sometimes, let's say, if a husband has a stroke, very likely the wife might leave the husband. Yeah?
我们看到很多这种情况，就如果说先生中风的话，很有可能太太就会离开先生。
This is indeed a real story in our life.
这真的是在我们日常生活中发生的事情。
As a Christian, as a virtuous woman, we shall do it in totally different. Yeah.
但是作为基督徒，作为一个贤德的女子的话，我们做事情就会要完全不一样。
Even though your family member is not as good as you might thought, it might give you a burden.
可能你家庭成员并不像你想象的那么好，并且给你带来一些负担。
Maybe your kids could have trouble for you.
甚至你的孩子们会给你带来麻烦。
Because our persistent of love,
但因为我们对爱的坚持，
we shall continue loving that is belong to us.
我们就继续去爱，并且我们相信爱属于我们，也属于我们的家庭的成员。
Naomi does not only has the persistence of love. Ruth, she also has a very good spirit in working. Yeah.
路德不光是有对爱的坚持，并且她也有很勤劳工作的品质。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 2, verse 2 to 3.
我们来看路德记第二章第二节跟第三节。
2:2-3.
路德记第二章第二节跟第三节。第二节。And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor.
3.
Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. 3. So she went out and began to glean in the field behind the harvesters. As it turned out,she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech.
Now they have a problem after they return back home.
他们回到家的时候，他们就有问题了。
That is, they don't have any food to eat.
因为他们没有东西可以吃。
So Ruth proposed that she should go to glean after the harvest, glean the wheat after the harvest.
所以路德就提议说，他去田里面去捡麦穗。
It is not easy neither, because who will allow a stranger to come to their field to glean?
因为这并不是一件容易的事情。一般来说，人不愿意一个陌生人到自己的田里面来捡拾麦穗。
Because you see, when I was a little kid, I also we call it pick up the leftover of the rice. Yeah, when people harvest, you stand behind those who harvest. Yeah, and try to pick up the leftover.
当我是小孩子，我也去做过这种事情，就是当人家。割取那个水稻的时候，我就在后面跟随他们，准备捡那剩下来的。
When you see that because they hold so much bundle in their hands, some of them will fall into the ground, and you have to compete for that falling one.
那如果是他们一捆一捆的稻子突然有散开或掉下来的话，你就必须去竞争，去为那掉下来的那个稻子去争。
According to Mosaic law, when they harvest their field, all the corners, all the corners of the field belong to the poor.They should not totally cut the wheat. They had on purpose left some for the poor to pick up to glean.
摩西的律法讲到，在田里面，如果你收割的时候，你要把角落地方留下来给那些穷人们。
But again, there are so many poor, and she was a totally stranger.
当然，穷人总是很多的，但并且他是一个外国人。
Nobody welcome competition concerning make a living, yeah.
因为他是一个陌生人，所以没有人会关心他的生活。
Besides, it's not an easy job because it's a low level. You know, it's all belong to the poor. It's a low level, it's a labor work.
并且这个不是一件容易的事情，因为这个工作的这个性质也是很低等的。
We can say that this is a low income work in nowadays society, yeah?
就像是现今社会的低收入的人的工作。
And not only that, if you ever do this kind of work, you have to suffer from the heat.
并且如果要做这个工作的话，你会很热。
Besides, I don't know about wheat, yeah. In rice field, sometimes the mud it was very muddy to walk over there too.
我不知道麦田是怎么样子，但是在水稻田的时候，那个田里面非常的有很多泥浆。
And besides, you have to, if your nose is no good, you have to suffering from smelling all the what, you know, the rice or wheat. They all have kind of particular smells. Yeah, if your nose is no good, if you're allergy to those kind of stuff, you're in trouble.
如果你鼻子不好，对那些稻子的那个碎屑敏感的话，你也会有麻烦。
Then, but what is her spirit of working? Please read Ruth chapter 2, verse 7.
但是杜德的工作的精神是什么样子呢？我们来看第二章第七节。
Please read.
第二章第七节，路德记第二章第七节 ，She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters." She went into the field and had worked steadily from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter.
She worked from early in the morning till now, and just take a rest for a little while.
他从早上一直工作到现在，并且只是做了一小会儿，休息了一小会儿。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 17.
我们来看第二章第十七节。
Please read chapter 2, 17.
二章十七节。So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah.
An ephah is not too much, yeah? And she worked till at night time, yeah? Till the evening.
实际上，一法大麦并不是很多，但是他是从早上工作到晚上。
And let's read verse 23.
我们再看二十三节，二章二十三节。So Ruth stayed close to the servant girls of Boaz to glean until the barley and the wheat harvest were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law.
So until all the harvest is finished, there is no more wheat, no more barley to harvest. She worked from the early in the morning.Till the evening, and all these times he worked just like that.
So, 二十三节就讲到，他从早上一直弄到晚上，并且一直等到所有的麦穗都收完了，没有任何可以再收的时候，他才结束。
So we can see she really worked diligently, have differently attitude toward her work.
所以我们看到他对工作有非常勤奋的态度。
So according to the Bible, to labor in the field, to shed sweats, And toil and labor actually is a curse to man.
我们看到圣经里面，在田间劳苦流汗本来是对男人的诅咒。
Nowadays, since men do not work in the field anymore, sometimes you will sit down in the AC room, air conditioned room, and just use your brain, you can make a lot of money. Now even a lot of ladies join the working force, yeah.
现在。但现今的世界，很多男人已经不需要在田间工作，他们可以坐在空调的房间里面，就是用用脑子就可以赚钱。但是确实有很多女生在做一些工作。
Many women also join this kind of also become a professional woman.
哦，很多妇女也是成为一些职业的妇女。
But a lot of reason they went out to work is not for the to help the income of the house, just like Ruth's situation.
但是他们很多其实工作的时候并不是在为了帮助家庭的财政的情况。
Some of them went out for their personal ideal to fulfill their personal satisfaction.
很多人只是为了成就他个人的意愿或者是个人的理想。
Some of them went out because they do not like the burdens of the housework.
有些人之所以出去工作是因为他不喜欢家里的这个家庭的做为家里做这个杂事。
But actually, if you look into the internet, a housewife's income, if his job, you hire all the professionals to do it, the annual income for a housewife is supposed to be $140,000 a year.
如果说，其实我们看那个网上的统计，如果是我们的家里的假杂事都用请职业的人来做的话，我们一年的花费是$140,000。
Because you have to hire someone to teach your kids, you have to hire someone to clean your house.Hire someone to do your laundry, hire someone to do all the chores, then it's going to cost a lot of money.
如果你请人来整理房间，请人来教你的孩子，请人来做各种各样的家里的杂事或者洗衣服的话，这样的花费的话会很多。
So actually, according to the Bible, a woman should be a helper to the husband.
按照圣经来讲说，女人将应该是成为男人的帮助者。
If our household have a sufficient income, really, we should try to think about our future of our home, altogether, not only to fulfill our personal desire, a personal idea, ideal.
所以如果我们家里财政情况可以的话，应该女子应该尽量的来帮助家里的这些各种各样的事情，而不是来成就我们自己的抱负。
No matter what, working itself does not make us a virtuous woman, but the spirit of working can make us a virtuous woman.
工作本身并不能让我们成为一个贤德的妇人，而是这种工作的精神能让我们成为。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31.
我们来看箴言第31章。
Proverbs 31.
箴言31章。
Verse 15.
箴言的31章第15节。
Chapter 31, verse 15.
箴言31章的15节。
Maybe read verse 10, 10 first.
我们先从第十节开始读，箴言31章的第十节。 A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies.
Please read verse 15.
15, she gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls.
18.
18节。 She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night.
This is a virtuous woman. Another virtuous woman, the only two virtuous women recorded in the Bible, one is Ruth, the other is recorded in this chapter. Both mentioned about their working spirit was very diligent.
有一个共同点，就是他们的工作精神非常的勤奋。
Therefore, this woman, she get up early in the morning, and when there's a need, his life is light, never went out at night time.
所以，因为她非常辛勤的为家所做工，所以她的灯终夜不灭。
I still remember there was a wedding banquet in Northern California.
我们记得在南加州有一个
Northern California.
在北加州有一个婚宴。
And you know, over there, people sometimes will sing songs to, you know, to entertain the guests.
在这种婚宴上面，大家就唱歌来招待这些客人们。The
brother of the bride went up to the stage and sing a song.
新郎的哥哥他就走到台前唱一首歌。It
was a Taiwanese folk song.
是一首台湾的民歌。
How many Taiwanese is over here? It says that 做人的心不得爱财得利 As a daughter, you know, you got to know the truth, yeah? Got to learn the truth.
意思是说，作为媳妇的话，你要知道这个真相。哎，早我起困，你得早早起哦。When
you go to bed, you have to go to bed late, and you have to get up early,
你必须很晚才睡觉，必须很早起床。
And notice that, hey, even Taiwanese folk song talk about how to be a daughter-in-law, yeah.
台湾的民歌都讲到要怎么样去做一个媳妇。
At the very beginning, I think, oh, this is a discrimination.
开始我想这是对姐妹们的歧视。
How come only a sister need to wake up early and go to bed late, but not brothers?
因为为什么只有姐妹需要起早床跟晚睡觉呢？为什么不是弟兄们？
No matter what, it is remind us we all need to work very diligently.
实际上，他提醒我们，我们所有的人都必须很勤劳的来工作。
You know, we are from the countryside.
我家住在。
Well, I am from the countryside. Yeah, my grandma used to tell us a lot of legend, Chinese slang.
我的祖母就经常跟我讲一些中国人的这些传说。
She said, as a person, no, you should not act as a duckling, yeah.
她说，你做人的话，不要像这个鸭子一样。
Because the butts of duckling, when they sit down over there, right, it never get up for a long time. So, we should not sit down like a duckling, sit down there for a long time and never move your butt. Don't do it like that.
所以我们做不要做的时候，不要做的像鸭子姿势，因为鸭子一旦这个翅膀张开，坐下来的时候就不愿意起来。
And it says that you should not learn from those chicken who only know how to poo poo and do not know how to lay eggs. Yeah.
我们不要学那些不会下蛋的鸡。
See, it's not productive at all.
因为他们不。
So this is grandma's old saying, yeah. My grandma passed away already. Sometimes her saying just remind me because I noticed that when she get up early, yeah, the first thing she will sweep the floor, and if the daughter-in-law never work hard, she will scold people, yeah. You are like the chicken who do not lay eggs, yeah. You are like a hen who do not lay eggs, yeah. And you know she will work very hard with all her life.
我的祖母是就是很比较早期的人，所以她工作非常勤奋，很早就起床。如果儿媳妇那时候还在睡觉的话，她就可能会讲，这像是不下蛋的鸡。
See, even the Bible teaches like Joseph, when he worked for his masters, he would bring blessings to his masters. He worked hard for the masters.
当圣经上也讲到约瑟为他的主人工作的时候，他非常勤奋，所以他能够让他的主人得到大大的祝福。
See, the town of Bethlehem heard that Ruth did a good job, that she brought Naomi to walk 120 miles to come to the land of Bethlehem, that had to pass through high hills and the valleys and go to another high hill.
所以，因为路德他就为了辛勤的为他的婆婆来工作，他甚至走了100多个英里来到伯利恒来。
And now they heard that she was a virtuous woman, but they never see how she really worked. Yeah. But now she was working among them. They noticed that yes, indeed, this woman is a virtuous woman. Not only she take good care of her mother-in-law, look how she worked in the field. Yeah.
所以，全城的人虽然听说路德是一个贤德的女子，却并没有能够看到。但是现在，路德来亲自在这个草场里跟他们一起来工作，他们就能可以看到。她不光是照顾她的婆婆，而且也非常勤奋地来工作。
So for us to work in the society, that diligent attitude really can glorify the name of God.
所以在我们在社会中，我们辛勤地工作的时候，我们这种勤奋的态度也同样是来荣耀神。
So we should not pay attention to, oh, this is a lowly job, you know, I don't like to work on it. Now Ruth even work on, you know, it's jobs, nothing to do noble and lowly. All jobs is noble in the United States.
她，因为我们在工作的时候，我们不要挑三拣四，说这个工作太，品位太差，我不愿意去做这个工作。但实际上，看路德做的所做的工作，现在在美国的整个国家，可能都没有人在做这种工作。
Nothing lowly in the United States. Every work is noble, in our eyes. So nothing is lowly, huh?
实际上，在我们这个国家，所有的工作都是没有低等的工作。实际上，所有的工作都是高贵的。
See, to glean in the field of Boaz, actually, spiritual speaking, it is to work in the house of God.
但实际上在波阿斯的田里面工作的时候，实际上从属灵的意义来讲，实际上是在神的国度里面。
So in the house of God, there are so many works, and nothing is lowly. Everything is precious in the eyes of God. So we shall work diligently also in the house of God.
这工作就是在神的家里的工作，所以没有任何工作是低等的。我们都应该来勤奋的工作。
So it is not the working make us virtuous. It is the spirit of working that makes us virtuous. There's love in the work.And there's diligence in the work.
并不是工作本身让我们成为贤德，而是让我们的精神、我们的爱、我们的工作的精神来让我们成为贤德。
Ruth also have assurance toward God's promise. That's
the
next very virtuous.
最后的一个优良的品质就是他对神的应许有很强的把握。
Let's read Ruth chapter 3 verse 1.
我们来看路德记第三章第一节。
3 verse 1 to 5.
路德记第三章第一节到第五节。路德记第三章第一节。One day, Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you? Well, you will be well provided for. 第二节。Is not Boaz, with whose servant girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor. 3. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes.Then go down to the threshing floor, but don't let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. 第四节 When he lies down, note the place where he's lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do. 第五节 I will do whatever you say, Ruth answered.
Ruth will do whatever Naomi says.
路德讲他说凡你吩咐的我必遵行。
What did Naomi say?
Naomi 说什么呢
？Naomi want her to propose a marriage to Ruth, to Boaz.
Naomi 实际上让她去跟波尔斯来提婚。
See, Naomi was very wise, right? She already noticed that God's working is among Ruth already, because Ruth has been working in Boaz's field for a while, and Ruth has been gaining favor from Boaz.
我们知道。Naomi 实际上是很聪明的一个女人，她知道路德在波尔斯的田里面工作，她也知道路德波尔斯也很照顾路德。
And then she also noticed that it's God's arrangement. It happened that Boaz is her kinsman.
她也知道这因为是神的安排，实际上波尔斯跟她是一个很 近的亲戚。
What does it mean by kinsman?
很近的亲戚是什么意思呢？
That means that he has every right to redeem Ruth, to marry Ruth, so that the children of Ruth can carry the name of the dead husband, Ruth's dead husband.
按照犹太人的习俗，什么是一个这个亲戚至近的亲属呢？就是说他有权利能够娶路德，并且让他们的孩子能够为他死去的丈夫能够继承他们的名字。
That's a reference to Deuteronomy 25.
我们来看民数记，再看生命记。
Deuteronomy 25 verse 5.
生命记二十五章第五节。
We don't have time, we skip on. Verse from verse 7.
生命记二十五章第七节。
To verse 10.
到第十节。生命记二十五章第七节。However, if a man does not want to marry his brother's wife,She should go to the elders at the town gate and say, My husband's brother refused to carry on his brother's name in Israel. He will not fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to me. 8. Then the elders of his town should summon him and talk to him. If he persists in saying, I do not want to marry her, 9. His brother's widow should go up to him and in the presence of the elders, take off one of his sandals, spit in his face and say, This is what is done to the man who will not build up his brother's family line.
10.
That man's line should be known in Israel as the family of the unsandaled.
A family of unsandaled, 拖鞋之家。So you can see that this is a teaching of the law.
第十节这里讲到他的名必成为拖鞋之家，这就是实际上这是主的教训。
And who shall do this job? That is the widow shall do this job.
这个谁要做这个工作呢？就是这个。寡妇要做这个事情。
Therefore, Naomi sent Ruth, you go, you know, but you go in order to not to insult Boaz, right? You go at night time, just in case he rejects, there's no hard feeling at all. Nobody knows, yeah?
所以按主的教训是Naomi, 是路德要做这个事情，所以但是为了避免来让Boaz难堪，所以让他在晚上去做。
Now, also, Naomi trusts that these two persons, one is a virtuous woman, the other is a decent man, so nothing will happen, nothing unholy will happen between them.
并且Naomi也相信，因为路德是贤德的妇人，波尔斯也是一个正派的人，所以知道他们不会有什么不正当的事情发生。
So he said to Naomi that you go and, you know, just propose what I ask you to say, yeah?
所以他就叫路德就直接去，就在那里跟他提出他想说的是话。
If you are Ruth, what would you do?
如果你是路德的话，你会做什么呢？
Oh, this is not easy, 呢。
这个并不容易。
Usually, when it comes to marriage, the boy shall initiate, right?
因为一般在婚姻的事情上，应该是男生来提出。
You ask a widow, a woman to do this kind of job, it's very embarrassing to her.
当他作为一个寡妇的身份来做这个事情，因为对他来说是非常难堪的。
What if he really reject?What if he scold at me? Where am I going to put my face?
如果他拒绝的话，如果他训斥我的话，我的脸要放哪里放呢？
What is everybody already know the news and you know whole town know that I am from Moabite and Moabite have the tradition of adultery. You know Moabite means what? Moabite was from Lot's daughters and Lot's this kind of history. You know I'm a Moabite woman. The shame will be even greater.
如果全城的人都知道这件事情，并且以我摩亚人的出身来取笑我的话，认为我是这种淫乱的人的后代的话，那我怎么样子来处置我自己呢？
But because she was able to hold on the promise of God, she was very sure about the promise of God, and she was willing to take this kind of risk.
但是因为她对神的应许有信心，所以她愿意去冒这个险。
That make her faith, yeah, make her a virtuous woman because he was a woman who honor God's law, honor God's words.
因为他的信心，所以他就受到神的祝福。因为他是一个去来按神的话去行的人。
And this kind of action also is very noble too.
这种行为也是很高尚的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3 verse 10.
我们来看路德记第三章第十节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 10.
路德记第三章第十节。The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied.This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor.
After Boaz wake up from his from asleep, right? He noticed that Ruth was sleeping over there, and he realized that Ruth's intention later on.
当Boaz在睡觉的时候醒的时候，他就意识到路德的意思是什么意思。
Then he blessed Boaz. In verse 10, you just read, right? He blessed Ruth.
所以在十节，波阿斯就开始祝福路德。
He says that your previous grace, right? Now what you did is much more than your previous grace. Now what you have done is much better than your previous grace.
他说你后来做的事情比以前更大。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because before you learn to have a persistent of love, right? You learn to care for a helpless woman, yeah?
因为开始你因为有坚持，有一种对爱的坚持，你也去愿意去帮助没有办法得到帮助的人。
But if your action stop over here, your love only remain in this generation.
但是如果你的爱就只是坚持到那个程度的话，你的爱就只在那一代有可以记下。
But now you are willing to ask me to marry you. This grace is much greater because what? Naomi have descendants later on, and the family of Naomi.Will go continues to go on, right? So the love you have right now is greater than the previous love.
但是你现在做的事情，你来向我提亲，这样子做就让拿俄米有后代可以来延续他的名，所以这样的恩的话是比以前的更大。
And he says that you know, I know that you do not care too much about wealth. Otherwise, you might marry a wealthy person in your land, right? Now you come to this land because you don't care money too much. Yet we have poor people over here.Rich young men here and poor young men over here, but you do not follow them, neither.
但是，并且他也知道，他说他知道路德并不在乎贫富，因为如果他在乎的话，他可以在他本地本国找一个富有的年轻人可以去嫁给他。但是他现在却不抛弃那一切来到这里，所以他知道他不是在乎他的贫富。
But because of the law, because of hold on the teaching of God, you are willing to marry me.Which I call you daughter, which is much older than you, yeah.
所以他愿意来，你愿意来嫁给我，是因为你对神的应许，你对神的盼望，并且来嫁给我这个年纪比你大得多的人。
So you can see that Ruth is really great to me. She forsake her own desire concerning quote unquote 幸福 concerning happiness, concerning her own future, yeah.What kind of man she like to have? She will follow the teaching of the Bible, just you know, no matter who that person is. Yeah, she will simply grab the assurance of the from the Bible.
所以路德，我们看他非常了不起，他可以放弃他自己对自己的幸福的追求，在他自己的意识，他认为什么样子是好的，或者是什么样的，是他喜欢的，但是他却放弃这一些，然后他只是跟从。按照圣经的话去行。
For a man to look for a spouse, usually we have a lot of feeling in our heart. I want this way, I want it this way, I want it that way. This is a human nature. Human being like to choose what is desired to their heart.
当然，我们寻找对象的时候，我们总是会提这个条件、那个条件，我想要这样的、那样的，这是很，就是人本身的一些指望、一些希望。
What make Ruth virtuous than most of women is that she look beyond that. She look for the promise of God.
但是路德却超越大多数的妇女，是因为她能够比这个更高一级，她能够来看到神的应许在哪里。
So you can see that the whole story, God used her to teach us a lot of spiritual lessons too, because her good virtue, yeah.
从这个故事我们可以看到，神用这个故事来教给我们很多属灵的课程。
Number one teaching is that we should take the opportunity to get closer to our Lord, because Boaz can refer to the Redeemer.Redeemer, our Redeemer, that is our Heavenly Father, yeah? And Ruth is a Gentile woman. So as a Gentile, we should take every opportunity, take all the opportunity to get closer to our Redeemer.
在属灵的预表的意义上，我们可以学到很多，因为波瓦斯实际上就是主的预表，所以我们如果来要尽量的来跟主靠近。
And we have to prepare before we meet our Redeemer.
我们作为外邦人我们要来准备好，在我们来见主之前，我们要先准备好。
According to verse 3, she shall take a shower. We have to get rid of the dirtiness, referring to water baptism.
所以第三节他讲到说你要沐浴，这就是说意味着代表着我们要去洗礼。
We shall put on perfume. That means that as a Christian, we shall have a good smelling, have the smelling of Jesus Christ.
这里讲到你要抹上香水，这就是说我们要有基督徒的芬香，我们要有做出很好的行为。
And as a Christian, we shall put off the old clothing and put on new clothing. The old man is gone and the new man, now we shall have a behavior of a new man.
并且这里讲到换上衣服，就是把我们过去的衣服脱掉，就是让我们的行为从过去的行为方式而改变。
And then we have to wait patiently for the Redeemer to come to a lot of time. We wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. to redeem us, we have to wait patiently, just like Ruth did at that time.
最后讲到他要去等待他，就是相当于我们现在，我们要有耐心来等待我们主的来临。
And then she looked for where Boaz sleep. Today, when you go to church, right, you make sure that is the dwelling place of our Heavenly Father. That is the church is over, got to belong to the Heavenly Father. The church is also very important. That refers to our church.
后面也讲到，他要看准他睡的地方，就是要看准主在哪里。所以我们现在我们要看准哪一个教会是主同在的。
So she was so virtuous that the Lord even used a life story to talk up to talk about the Lord and us, Gentile people.
所以，因为她是一个贤德的女子。 主在这里，神在这里就用一这个现实的故事来预表我们现今的生日生活。We
also learn that you know we got to hold on the promise of God too.
我们要知道，我们要把握住神的应许。
You know the Lord requests that you know we marry in the Lord. I think it's a very good lesson. It's really guarantee our future 幸福 ，our future happiness， yeah， our future life.
主要求我们在主里面成婚，这是对我们将来的幸福的一个很好的保障。We
should hold on this promise too.
我们要抓住这个应许。
And then sometimes, you know, if we have a good matchmaker like Naomi, she learned the Lord's deeds, yeah? She observed the needs of the young man, and she suggests, she proposed an action. Maybe we should be brave enough to dare to risk this kind of situation.
所以，如果我们有一个很好的婚姻介绍人，他知道对神的作为有体验，并且他也知道对方这个年轻人的德行，这样子的话，我们就可能就应该听从他。Of
course, everything have to do in holiness, in secrecy, just according to the Bible teachings over here.
按照这个这一章的这个圣经的教导，我们所做的事情也要做，以一种圣洁的方式，并且一种保密的方式来进行。
You see. Paul's leader and says that, you know, there's another guy that is that have the priority to redeem you, yeah? So, things is out of Ruth's hand. It's really in God's hand, actually. It's out of Naomi's hand, neither.
但是后来我们看到，实际上这个事情并不在拿俄米或者是路德的掌握之中，因为我们看到波尔斯会提到说，还有一个比我更近的亲戚。
So, you know, when it comes to marriage, right, actually, I personally believe that it is the Lord who makes us together, not any human being.
所以当我们谈到婚姻的时候，真的是不是我们自己去掌握，而是神在控制，在掌控我们的婚姻。
When we are talking about marriage, when you are in the process of talking about marriage, we also have to grip on the promise of God.
所以当我们在寻找婚姻的时候，我们就要抓握住神的应许。
And notice that when people are talking about marriage, right, there usually a lot of ideal comes to their mind, you know. What kind of person you should be, and so on. So many, many stuff, but you know, later on, all your ideas have to come back to the standard of the Bible, I think.
我们可能刚开始有各种各样的期盼，有这种要什么样的人啊，什么样的条件，但是实际上最后我们还是要回到圣经上来。
After we got married, the same thing. We shall hold on the promise of God.
在我们结婚之后，同样子，我们要来把握住神的应许。The
Lord indeed bless Ruth greatly.
所以神真正的大大的祝福路德。Later
on, Ruth became the grand-grandma of David.
所以后来路德成为大卫的祖母的祖母。就是曾祖母。曾祖母。And
then, of course, we know that Ruth became. His name, her name, also occurs in the genealogy of Jesus. Genealogy.
甚至路德的名字在主耶稣的年这个出生年这个族谱里面也出现。
Indeed, she was a very virtuous woman.
所以，真正的她是非常贤德的女子。
The Bible said, "There are many virtuous women in the world."
圣经中讲到，在世上有很多贤德的女子。才德的妇女很多。May
you overpass all of them.
愿你能够比他们更好。唯独你超过一切。So
may all our sisters over here can be a virtuous woman, overpass all the other virtuous women.
所以愿我们这里所有的姐妹能够做一个贤德的妇人，能超越其他所有的一切。
Let's have genuine love, be persistent to love, let's have diligent in our working spirit, let's hold on the promise of God.
那我们要坚持我们的真爱，然后让我们要。 对，认真的来工作，最后要让我们把握住神对我们的应许。
Sing Hymn 393。
我们来唱诗393首。